I did. Mr. Hausman is going to find Debbie and get the documents again.
What do you think? You're the only person I talk to?
Just want to make sure you're accurate all the time, Jan.
Jan, I'm following around. Okay, so he's in your brain.
You have nothing to do with Debbie. Ron is taking care of it.
Good morning, Gage Brothers. How are you doing?
As a matter of fact, I didn't initiate that conversation either. So.
Okay, we're after 11 o'clock already, so we'll call our meeting back to order. And who's going to lead this?
Does Sheila need to be in here? Would it be any benefit for Sheila to be in here just from that perspective, James?
She's up in the, talking with Melissa Char, or Sheila the Genesee, if you
want to
call her.
Well, I mean, she just collects what's
okay.
Done, isn't is that not right? James, help us. Do we need her?
I don't know.
You don't know what's up either?
I don't know what the assessor's done here.
Okay.
I thought this was a collector issue.
Oh. How about Justin come up here? Let's come to
tell us what you
Justin.
Got,
Let's
Justin.
Start with the...
That's what I...
That's a great starting point.
But I think she needs to be here. I think this... I think we separated that down in a general conversation.
How about I just
call her and have her come
how
down?
How about I just run upstairs, second she hit herself?
Justin.
Take a 2-minute break.
Now, I kind of want to go through my stuff without something hitting the fan before I get done. It's not fair what you're doing right now.
It won't. But it, I think she needs to be here because we talked about when this came up. What happened, and we don't know what happened. So,
I think we can help you through it.
First, I've heard of it.
Do you guys have these? I have Jillian bringing the documents down.
On Justin's issue?
Yeah.
Okay. James or Jim just ran up there to get Sheila.
Yeah, and I've got Jillian. I made 3 copies, but I wait for him to come out.
Okay.
Where did I hear you were giving away free pizza?
My attorney. My attorney is requiring me at this juncture that he will not pay for pizza.
No, for some volunteers to something, your company was.
Yeah, we were able to do a couple different deals. We're working through the school, and then I think we did. I'd have to look. We've got 2 deals coming up that I approved. I forget who Rhea had them.
Well, it was on the radio, and I just caught the last part of it, and pizza company.
Yeah, the good thing, pizza's cheap and people like to eat it. And,
yeah.
And no, we've been very fortunate. We've been able to do a lot of kids programs through the pizza company too.
Yeah.
But thanks for asking.
She's got some time constraints, so she'll be down here when she can get down here, and she won't have a lot of time.
Oh, I just provided you with what Mr. Gage provided me. It has the description of what occurred on the email portion. In the year 2007, the assessor placed Hollister Town Plaza and Cody's on one assessment that required a property split. They did the split, and both Hollister Town Plaza and Cody's Convenience Store paid their share of taxes. And then in the year 2008, the assessor placed Hollister Town Plaza and Cody's Convenience Store on one assessment that required a property split. The assessor did the split, but Hollister Town Plaza continues to be billed incorrectly by the collector, according to the email. Currently, the collector has billed the Hollister Town Plaza for the full unsplit assessment for both Cody's and Hollister Town Plaza, and then billed Cody's some amount that is not part of any assessment for 07 or 08 with the assessor. They've recommended that Cody's pay their balance and speak to you about waiving the penalty and interest fee. If you can get this approved, we can submit a check for our 2008 correct assessment, and Cody's can pay their portion as well. We can act immediately if this can be approved. And I've provided, and it was provided to me by Mr. Gage, the there are two tax bills here, one for $35,000 and another for $1,911.88. And then there's two others, $22,000 and $8,400. And there's a couple other sheets, but I'd rather have Mr. Gage explain and Mr. Strahan, our assessor.
But sure.
If you want to look through those.
Have you got what he's talking about?
Absolutely. Okay. Exactly what Mr. Paulson has stated was factually correct. You know, we had actually a couple things that, you know, interjected kind of in the middle of this is the assessor had, as far as we were concerned, they in 07 correctly split the what we call the Cody's lot and the Hollister Town Plaza lot. They're platted separately. The assessor, we come in and they assessed them separately. The valuation for both of those lots for 07 were not contested. They were not a Board of Equalization matter. They were fine.
Which one's the 07 bill? Is that the $22,000 and the $8,400?
Yeah, the ones that say paid and paid.
That's correct.
Paid says 07, right?
Just for the record, the valuation for the plaza was $369,645, and the valuation for Cody's was $154,385, and that was the correct split that we were in agreement with. 2008, sometime around end of November, I assume maybe in November, we come in and ask to make sure the split was correct again with the assessor. They verified that. They provided us a copy of their split in December is when we were able to obtain the split, and then which was obviously the same valuation as 07. 07 valuation didn't change anything in 08. So it's the same dollar amount, the same valuation, same split, but I was billed I was actually billed the full amount for Cody's and for my lot. So it was a clerical error, and obviously the assessor had done with the split what they had done in 07. It was the same in 08. But the bill that we received was incorrect, and we come in and contested the bill and was under the understanding it wasn't a Board of Equalization matter, so that's why we didn't go before the BOE, because we weren't contesting the valuation or the amount. And basically in that process in December, January, Cody sold to Come and Go. So then I had two parties to deal with. Well, at the end of the day, Come and Go paid $1,900, $1,911.88, which I don't know that anybody knows where that came from. I have no idea where that that valuation came from. And I'm still trying to get them just to simply bill me correctly so we can pay our plaza portion per the split.
Which is $22,000.
That's correct.
And they should have paid, meaning Cody's, $8,473.74. The problem being that they've paid $1,911.88, and they have their taxes paid in full. And there's a difference of almost $7,000 that you don't want to pay, and we don't know if they want to pay.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, based on 07, 08 valuations, I should have been billed $20,313.95 for the plaza. Cody's should have been billed $84,75.74 like they were in 07. But at this juncture, we can't get the billing corrected. We continue, every day, every month, every week, that goes by, we continually get, you know, penalty and interest on it. We're currently setting with $6,944 and 32 cent penalty, and the billing can't, I don't know, you know, we finally come in last week after informally trying to fix this over the last 5 months, and I just finally stayed here for 3 hours until we finally ended up in his office after 3 hours worth of work.
Jim spoke to Sheila about coming, and she's close on time. Sheila, do you have any input on this? Are you aware of it?
Yeah.
Come on up. If can you talk to us?
Just anything?
The assessor could probably tell you exactly the amounts, you know, verify the amounts and everything. Yeah, they knew the assessments were incorrect. And what I was originally told at tax season when I was discovered that it was had already been, I was given a split. And I went to Tim with the mapper on a question on it. And Tim didn't understand why the split was made because he had already split it out in lot one and lot two. And so then I went and to the appraisal department, and they said that was just a courtesy split between the two parties, that they had put their own assessment on the bills, and rather than make the correction by abating it off and adding it on, that the one party would pay the other party the correct amount from the split that the appraisals had made. Does that make sense to you? Rather than make the correction in the books, the courtesy split was written so that lot one and lot two would, that he would pay the correct amount to the...
But here's my question.
The question I have is, here's 07 that both were paid. And this is the same number with the Z.
Mm-hmm.
And in 08 we've got 000 and...
Mm-hmm. When the split, the way I was told is that the mappers did it, assigned separate parcel numbers so that each party would have their own tax bill in 08. And the mapping was done correctly, but the assessed value was not signed correctly. And so, and the assessor may have a copy of, they did a courtesy split showing what the correct values should be for 08 on these two lots for the parties to pay. And when I spoke to the assessor and pointed out that one party had paid theirs, the small bill, the $1,900, and the other one hadn't, the way I remember and understanding was that that party, at that time, Cody's Convenience, had agreed to pay from this courtesy split the correct amount to the other party. My concern was that I knew Cody's was selling because we were getting calls, and once a new owner took over, I didn't know how that would work. But anyway, the Hollistertown Plaza Lot 2, this was the amount I was charged with, and that's the amount I said I had to collect, unless it was corrected. I have to collect that amount. That's what I'm charged with.
So what you're saying, basically what you're saying is that the assessor had the mapping correct. Each piece of property was mapped properly, but for some reason the assessed value was incorrectly assigned to each lot, most of it being assigned to the lot that Justin Gage had, and too little to the Cody's. And Cody's came in and paid theirs that was too little, and then what remained, which was improperly on the lot that was properly mapped that Mr. Gage had when he came in, he said, this is too high. They should have paid more than 1911. It should have been partly to them. Then he didn't want to pay that full amount because that was an improper amount. And he didn't pay in 08 and didn't pay under protest. Now he has a bunch of fees and penalties for an amount that was more than he should have paid. And Cody's has already paid an incorrect amount, but they're considered paid because they paid what they were billed, even though it was too little. And Mr. Gage is being asked to pay their portion as well as his in order to have his property marked paid, along with the fees and interest.
Yes, from what out, yes.
So what does the commission do? I mean, basically, we have to give them a BOE needs to set a value, and we need to waive the interest and penalties as a commission.
At the very least, I mean, you can waive the fees and the penalties, but the question is, does he have to pay the unpaid portion that should have been given to Cody's in order to pay off his property? Should he have appealed at that point in time and said the value was assigned incorrectly? Or is there something that we can do at the present time so that he only has to pay what he should have paid? Remembering, however, that amount that you don't make him pay is also perhaps not going to be paid.
It won't be collected.
It won't be collected.
No, it won't now at this point. Now, I think in the beginning, because when I talk a split, we're talking this is paper split. When I received that normally, and we had it the year before, and I was used to getting that normally, it's because they're both included in one bill, and they went to the assessor's office to have it split out for the correct amounts. So when we first got that, we held it. Do you follow what I'm saying? We held it, thinking we'll get this payment from this party and this payment from this party. And there was something that flagged it to me, and I can't tell you now what it was, that caused me to go, oh, I looked in the computer and I saw, oh, this has already got a lot split with this number. And there's so I went to ask the mapper on it, which we've already stated that. And that's how it kind of began. And Tim said, I don't know why that was split out, because I already split it. What I remember, and the assessor can correct me on this, was that he said they were aware at that time that it was incorrect, but they were going to handle it, that this party would pay this party rather than the county correcting their records.
Well, if I may, what we have in 07...
It was acknowledged that the amount was wrong, that they were assessed in error.
Is him paying his $22,000 like he was supposed to, and Cody's paying their $8,400 like they were supposed to. And then for some reason in 08, and we're hearing vaguely kind of what might have happened, mm-hmm. we can't really tell, other than you went over to Tim and we could really figure out what...
James could speak to that.
Right, mm-hmm. But that... All of a sudden, Mr. Gage or his company is charged with $35,000 instead of $22,000, and Cody's is only charged $1,900 instead of $8,400, which is $6,000 something less. But the increase to Mr. Gage is a lot more than just $6,000. Was there a new building on the property?
No, I asked that.
The only thing I could add is I came over and the split was the same.
It's a mess.
The valuation is the same. All I can tell you is when I left here in November with the split that office, the assessor's office provided me, was in agreement with us. The valuation was the same. And I was expecting a $20,000 and change bill, and Cody's was expecting $8,400. And when I was billed, I don't know what was billed. And I don't know what happened between that time because that's not my... I just know that between the assessment that I was in agreement with the split in November and when I received my tax bill, it wasn't even remotely the same. And we've been trying to figure out why it's not and whose fault it is. I just know it's not my fault.
And you didn't pay under protest, though, at that time.
It was a billing... In my mind, it's a billing error,
not a BOE error.
Right, but I wasn't contesting the assessment because what I received from the assessor...
It appears it was an increase, too, though.
No, there was zero increase in any assessment.
There had to have been an
2008
increase.
Was increased over the split in 07.
There had to be an increase because it's more. If you add the two together, it's more.
I've got both splits here. There's zero increase.
The actual bill that was charged on.
If you add the two, one comes to 37 and the other comes to 30 approximately. So there's 7,000 that got added somewhere.
Now the splits, let me say that when we send out a split, a paper split, like whenever you know, the assessor does one, he sends it to each customer or hands it to them at the time. And I'd rather he speak to that than I. And so that's actually kind of their bill at that time. You see what I'm saying? When they're given this and used to, and they got the same thing the year before in 07, and we originally send out a bill with this tax dollar amount, and then when they come in and request a split due to this party on this one and this one on that, when they receive this, that's their tax bill for that year. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
I have to collect this from this party, from this sheet of paper, and this to this party.
Earlier in the year, before 7-11, he would have received, if there were an increase, a notice of assessment increase early in the year. But later on, he'd get a tax bill, say, around October or November. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the tax bill would have been what I see here. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he'd look at that, and he'd have a problem with it, and he'd come in, and he'd try to straighten it out. And that's what he did. But Cody's had already paid their bill, the $1,911, and the $35,000 that he was trying to straighten out.
Cody's had not paid their bill at that time.
Okay.
They had not paid it. They didn't pay it till December 31st of 08.
Okay. But he tried. Did Justin come in and try to straighten this thing out back in 2007?
2007.
2008, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, on 2008,
okay.
I'm sorry.
The assessor needs to speak to that because that was between them.
Okay.
That would have been probably why I would have gotten the paper split.
Just trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, I'm too. James, before you start, what is the commission's role in this? Just so I make sure I understand. Penalties and interest, and that's it.
And the penalities and interest. We can do that, but he's still got the $35,000.
That's a BOE issue, though, correct?
That would be a BOE
issue. Okay. I want to make sure I knew what my rule, what I was trying to had authority over here.
This sounds confusing. In 07 and 08, off of this split, it says 07 and 08, my office created a split. And if Chuck sees and pointed out, there was a Z added. If you look at my split, there's no Z's added. That's added by the collector's office at billing time. I do not add Z's or any of the designation. I just split it. Those bills were mailed out, or the Z would not be showing up on a bill. And the two parties paid the bill. In 08, the request was the same. And as Justin has testified, the valuations never changed. The taxes changed. The valuations was exactly the same on the split.
Okay, so the tax amount, the levy changed.
The tax amount exactly was the same. We made the split, and I'm really disturbed to hear that we made that split in December, and Cody's didn't pay the $1,900 till December 31st of 08. I am really getting disturbed about that at this point, because I now know that Cody's has sold their structure and kept the land on a lease transaction that has never been recorded in the recorder's office, and it's down here. I just had my office go through trying to find this lease of not normal procedures for the assessor to even know it's happened. I did get reference from Justin, that this has occurred. The $1,900 in Cody's eyes would be, I'm paying for what I still have. I'm paying for the land I kept without the structure. And the structure is actually out on some lease somewhere, not official through the recorder's office. And we're going to have the same problem next year. If not worse, we're going to be dealing with three owners. So, guys, I don't care what you do. I believe Justin and them, they came in. We've made the splits exactly. Mistakes, no mistakes, whatever. 07 was made exactly like 08. 07 was mailed out because we don't add Z's to nothing. You can look right on our splits.
And if everything's the same.
Yeah, and how did Cody's come in after that split and pay the $1,900?
Well, I'm looking at 07s. In 07, you're saying the levy changed in the taxing district.
Assessed valuation never changed on Justin's
bill. But the levy must have because the two bills come to $30,000 or less.
The city of Hollister went up.
Okay, one's for $22,000 and the other one's for $8,000 and change. That's 07. And then in 08, you say everything's exactly the same,
yeah,
except maybe the levy amount. Yeah. Now, and the levy went up, not down.
Right.
The first bill that was 22 is now 35, and the one that was 84 is now 19.
No, on the split, they're exactly within $100 or $150 of each other.
I understand, but on the bill. Right?
I understand.
Am I wrong?
You're right on the bill.
Okay.
But we corrected the bill with the split. There was never nothing mailed out to Justin or Cody. Now I understand, like I say, from speaking, that there's a new lease that is not going to, it's not a real estate transaction.
Well, when did you make the correction that didn't get mailed out to them?
In 08.
When in 08?
In December of 08.
In December of 08, December, is this the one that's dated the 21st?
Yes.
Okay. You made the correction that would have put the proper amounts that should have been on these bills. But these are the bills that had already gone out.
And
but
then Cody came in afterwards and paid the other bill that was incorrect.
Although
that had been corrected.
But they had gotten this. They didn't get this, presumably. But where does this go?
It goes to the two owners.
I mean, when this split is done, does it stay in your office or does it go over to the collector?
Look down through there and you'll see their address and their names are on both sides of the split. Everything is proper on the form. Normally,
so if this went out to both owners,
right?
Okay, I mean, Mr. Gage would have seen this, correct?
I think he has.
But he would have seen it probably before the 31st because it wouldn't have taken 10 days to be mailed from the courthouse.
That's right.
And would this also have gone over to the collector's office?
I'm assuming.
And should that not have been superseding this document? When he came in to pay, they would have had him pay this amount, not this amount, or
I don't know why Cody come in and paid $1,900 when the year before he paid $8,700 on a split and they knew what the taxes was going to be.
One could presume that he got this and said, oh my goodness, let me quickly pay this because my taxes are going up.
I've got to say something right quick that I do apologize. This is an important matter, but
Okay.
The difference in 08 and 07, in 07 and the years before, there was one tax bill, one original tax bill for lot 1 and lot 2. And then the owner that got that said lot 1 and lot 2 in 07, would have taken it to the assessor's office and asked for it to be split out, asked for a split for lot 1 and lot 2. And they were sent a bill in 07. There was not two bills charged to the collector for lot 1 and lot 2 in the original book. Okay, 07, I know it gets confusing. 07, there's one tax number, 6.000. Then it is done with a paper split, and each party pays theirs. If one party doesn't pay it by the end of the year, we have to go in and split it in the computer. And to keep mapping numbers, you keep the original number to the owner, and then we take what the assessors figured for us and put a Z at the end to show that that came from there. Okay, the difference in 08 is we were charged with 6.000 for lot 1, 6.001, reverse that, lot 2 and lot 1. We were charged with two separate bills. In October, when we sent out tax bills, each party for lot 1 and lot 2 got a tax bill. Cody's got a tax bill of $1,900, and Hollister Town Plaza got a tax bill of, I've got penalties and interest here, anyway, $28,000-something. And so Cody's got an original tax bill, which they were not used to getting the year before. Then, whenever the Hollister Town Plaza has taken the bill to the assessor and said, this isn't correct, I'm a I'm assuming that would have been, they did a courtesy split, is what I was told, for those two parties so that they would know how much Cody should have been charged with. Their assessment when the split was in the mappers, when they remapped it for the 08 tax bill, and then the appraisal signed the assessed value on it, the Roan appraisal was put on. So in 08, the difference is they got, each got an original tax bill. If we were going to correct, and the reason the collector would have collected the 1900 in the computer is that was the number she was charged for in 08.
They did the split, though, in 07, and they were billed properly in 07. Was that a paper split, and it never got in the official book, is what you're saying?
In 07, we were originally charged under the number 6.000 for Lot 1 and Lot 2. Then they did a paper split, and the reason, and Mr. Strahan mentioned the Z, if one party pays and the other party doesn't, then the collector goes in according to the paper split they're charged with, and puts it in the computer according to that. But we keep the same mapping number, but we put a Z on the end so you can tell what we did. Then his book sometimes, like if you know how the we're behind, like if you buy anything on after January 1st and you own 20 acres, it's not, and then so the collectors, and you sell it to someone, the collector's going to be charged with the full 20 acres under your name.
So what you're saying essentially is that while there was a courtesy split done on paper, really the split was that the $35,000 is too high because it's got fees and penalties in it, penalties and interest or whatever.
28, but so 29.
Like, so the amount that it should be is about 28, 29, and the 1900 adds up to approximately, with a little increase, what the year before did. And it was split differently than the year before because that's the way you were charged. And he went in to get the courtesy split to actually reflect the value of the two, but only one party was willing to, or evidently didn't pay, but was willing to pay their fair portion. The other party had come in early and either intentionally or unintentionally only paid the lesser value and not the increased value. And because they didn't pay their fair share under the courtesy split, they only paid their amount that they were legally obligated to pay, then that left Mr. Gage legally obligated to pay the balance, even though that wasn't the fair or equitable amount that was under the courtesy split.
But the assessor told me that the other party who owned Cody's at that time knew that they owed the difference and that they would pay Cody's. Bookkeeping-wise, as a bookkeeper, if you're going to do it so that you've got black and white, if we had a bill that was incorrect, Cody's would have been taken to zero and added on for the correct value, and the Hollistertown Plaza would have been abated to its correct value. Then when either party tried to pay, they would have to pay what they rightfully owed. Does that make sense?
Okay, let me just ask you, let's beat around I will make sure I reiterate one thing real fast here. We're here to say we can waive the fees and interest,
right?
And the BOE needs to vote on the valuation of this parcel.
Right, but I don't know that the valuation is incorrect or it's something that the BOE can do at the present time from what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the valuation was proper. It was just divided improperly, but that's the way it was on the books. And in order to correct that, a courtesy split was done, but Cody's didn't pay their equitable share of the courtesy split. They only paid their legal share on what they owed according to the document. So unless they're willing to pay that additional amount, Mr. Gage or his company is legally obligated to pay the amount of taxes that were on the books that were required to be paid, which would be the 28 amount and not the 35 amount, because you wouldn't have the fees and penalties and all that sort of thing if you guys waived that. But that's what you have the power to do. But in order to solve the entire situation, somehow we need to get Cody's to pay their equitable share so that Mr. Gage can pay his equitable share. But legally, somebody's going to have to pay the full amount on...
But if Justin can show that the amount on his bill is not correct assessed amount, we can't... he can't be legally forced to pay that much.
He did not appeal in 07 or 08 saying that he was over-assessed, or that it was improperly divided or anything like that. So he's kind of stuck with it, having not appealed, unless Cody's, because it was properly assessed for the entire lot, but it was disproportionate between the two. They corrected it between the two, but only unofficially. And they paid the official amount, the other, and he stuck with it.
How would Justin know that they didn't do it officially?
You got me. I'm just trying to, I'm
trying to take from the perspective of the owner here, how would he know or wouldn't know the proper procedure of this split?
I guess he probably wouldn't know.
Okay.
Can I just speak to the fees issue? While I understand that there's been maybe a mistake possibly made in one of the two offices, I'm not clear on that for sure, but I do know that that all occurred in December of 2008, and this is September of 2009. If we were going to waive any late fees, I would only suggest the month of January, which they had 30 days to correct any problems at that time, and we're dealing with it here in September of 2009. So the taxpayer and the collector or assessor had plenty of time, as well as the taxpayer.
Well, I can tell you what's easy for me. I've been in here documented 11 times, and this hasn't been resolved and corrected. All I'm asking you to do, I am asking you to waive the $6,900. I don't feel that I should or be subjected to pay anything, and I'm not going to bore you with the details, but this is not the first rodeo we've had with this. We have another issue internally with McDonald's overpaying, and I'm not, like, again, I'm not even going to get into that. I've been penalized. We deal with that internally now, and James and the assessment has worked that out. I have this property sold. I had to postpone closing on a $2 million shopping center because this thing is a disaster.
Just to interrupt you, Justin, did you just say that you're willing to pay the bill without the fees and interest, the $69,000?
Cody's and I both. I talked to Cody's and Curtis Jarrett, and I are ready to stroke a check and just pay. I'm willing to pay.
If they just waive the penalties and interest, you're fine.
I move that we waive penalties, fees, and interest on parcel number 17407000206-000.
If the taxes are paid by when?
If the taxes are paid by the next BOE regular meeting, which is 30 days, probably.
You're wanting to do it today, aren't you?
Well, I've got to get with Cody's and let him know this is approved. Yeah. But that's fine if we can have it done
until the next. And he gets 30 days.
Just a second here. I understand that this is holding up a sale.
Mm-hmm.
So is that sale going to definitely occur before the 30 days?
If what would transpire if that could happen with the $6,944 fee, I can immediately call Cody's when we leave here. I can go pick a check up Tuesday morning, and I can bring our check in next week, and we can be done with it.
The sale has nothing to do with you paying. You're just saying waive the interest and fees.
Right.
Okay.
You just don't want to leave the waiver out there forever. I mean,
no, 30 days.
No,
30 days.
I postponed a closing because we couldn't get this resolved.
Revenue-wise.
When would the additional fees go in? If he didn't pay it, is that the first each month? Is that when new fees?
I'm assuming, the collector.
Why don't you make a motion till
to the end of September? Would that be all right?
That's fine.
And that would be before any more fees go in, there wouldn't be nothing changed.
End of September.
And if it's not paid, there's no waiver at all.
Yeah, the waiver goes away.
I understand. Okay. I agree to that.
Is that all right?
Yep.
So your motion is if the fees are waived, $69,44.32.
I just said all fees because they may be accumulating today.
No, that's why I'm bringing up the September thing. If he does it by September.
Well, actually, what I was going to say is move that all.
This was printed 8/26.
That's right. So he has more than that. So what I'm saying is I want to move that all fees and interest that have and will accumulate until end of September be waived.
As long as it's paid.
As long as it's paid by the end of September.
If it's not paid, then there's no waiver.
Right. I'll second that.
Okay.
Questions or comments?
I have a comment. And my comment is, I think this issue would have been cleared up a long time ago if either office would have recommended that this issue come before the Board of Equalization, and it would have been worked out at that time. The political subdivisions would have received their taxes on time, and we wouldn't have to address this issue on waiving penalties and fees.
I'd suggest you call those two offices or write them a letter.
Sure.
All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you very much.
That is the last thing on the agenda, sir.
We'll recess.
Yeah, that's yours.
No, those are yours, I think. I'll pick them up. Dave Shield, aye.